أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 135 of Surah An-Nisa. Parts of the verses of this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about justice towards women and orphans. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about justice towards all and the very fundamental of justice. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kunu qawwamina bil qisti shuhada adillah. O you who have brought iman, become upright insofar as upholding justice is concerned and witnesses for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insofar as the construction of the sentence is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not say, O you who believe, be just. Like Allah Ta'ala in other verses, Allah Ta'ala said, Wa aqsitu. But Allah Ta'ala here said, Kunu qawwamina bil qisti, that you should become upright, you should become steadfast insofar as justice is concerned, shuhada alillah, being witnesses for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means that at all times, in all places, regarding anyone and everyone, those who have brought iman should be just. Shuhada alillah, when a person is called to give evidence, wala taktumu shahada, was one of the verses from the very long ayat of the Quran Sharif, in Surah Baqarah. Allah Ta'ala said, and do not conceal evidence, that when you have testimony to give, then give that testimony. And remember, here Allah Ta'ala is saying that when you give the testimony, it is going to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when a person is supposed to have been just, or when the call of justice is supposed to be there, one of the reasons why a person will be unjust, number one, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that a person will have the fear of oneself. In other words, one will feel that he's going to be prejudiced, one is going to feel that he is going to go through inconvenience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that even if it be against yourself, justice is going to be against yourself, even then be just. The evidence, you are going to give testimony, it is going to be against yourself, even then you will do it. Because whatever consequences a human is going to face in this world, a believer is going to face in this world, the consequences of the hereafter is more far more serious, and of course the consequences is everlasting. Awil walidain. The second is because of one's love for one's parents, for one's family members. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if it be against one's own parents, one has to be just, one has to mete out justice, even if it is against one's own parents, there is testimony to give, then even if it is against one's parents, wal aqrabin, and close family members, that should not be the reasons why a person becomes unjust, or why a person will conceal shahadat and testimony, because he's doing it for the sake of Allah, and again, the consequences of this world is far lesser than the consequences of the hereafter. إِيَّكُنْ غَنِيًّا أَوْ فَقِيرًا فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. The general theme of this world, or the general practice of this world, is that influences of wealth, financial status, society and all of that sometimes plays a role insofar as justice is concerned. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that be a person wealthy or unwealthy, in other words poor, فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater right to both of them. In other words, justice is not only a right to the person to whom the justice is being carried out, but justice is a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to take note of the ayat here, that Allah ta'ala is not only addressing the hukumat, Allah ta'ala is not only addressing a government, but Allah ta'ala is addressing, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, that this is a compulsion upon each and every believer, each and every reciter of the Quran Sharif. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا, and do not follow your desires that you do not mete out justice. In other words, one of the other aspects, one of the other reasons that a person will not mete out justice will be because a person follows his vain desires. So in that case also, we either going to follow the law of Allah Ta'ala, or if we do not follow the law of Allah Ta'ala, we either trying to please a human, or alternatively, we are trying to please ourselves. All of those possibilities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outruled. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا, then if you distort in speech. Sometimes a person speaks, and he speaks in a manner that it is distorted, and he feels satisfied that he has spoken the truth. But however, because of the distortion of the speech, he has not articulated an incident in the way it's supposed to have been, or he hasn't articulated a decision in the way it had to be given, there is distortion in it, or تُعْرِضُ, or if you have evaded. In other words, you turned away from justice when it's supposed to have been meted out. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا, then certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of your deeds, and Allah ta'ala is aware of your actions. And again, in this world we may be able to get away, but of course, insofar as Allah ta'ala is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.